Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game. In this episode, Springfield High School's Carter Famia and Rochester High School's Jack Hart discusses the 2019 CS8 soccer game between the Senators and the Rockets. This podcast is brought to you by Country Financial. They are big supporters of Channel 1450 and the Live Rewind podcast. Currently, they have scholarship opportunities available for graduates in Sangamon and surrounding counties. See the link in the article for more information. Deadline to apply is March 1st, 2021. If you are looking for insurance, whether it's for your car, home, or life insurance, make sure you check out Country Financial.
My name is Jack Hart.
I'm Carter Famia. This is Live Rewind.
Game Springfield versus Rochester last fall.
All right, first of all, let's talk about leading up to this game. Every year, this is kind of one of the bigger ones in terms of the CSA conference. So is there a little bit more excitement this week leading up to this game?
Yeah, I definitely think the game is a lot more hyped up than most of them, especially because a lot of the guys on the team are teammates before in the spring, so it's a big rivalry, I feel like, and both of us want to get the dub. So
yeah, I agree with that, and especially this year we were looking to win conference and stuff, and we had Springfield High and Chatham for the last two games, and we had to win this game, or I didn't want to have the share of the title for back in the fall. So it was big, and always against Springfield High, we always want to beat Springfield High. I think it's the most competitive game usually we play. So
in the bigger game than the CSA, how much does home field advantage help each team?
Honestly, I don't think home field advantage is a thing in the CSA for soccer, at least, because the fans, Rochester, you guys get a lot of people out to your field, but I still think fans show up, and playing away for me, I enjoy playing away, and especially in big games in the CSA. I like to go there and beat the team at their own place. So.
Yeah, I honestly do not think home field advantage really has too much. I really tune out the fans most of the time during the game. But you know, if we score and something, it's quiet. You know, it's kind of like boring and stuff.
Thing, yeah.
But it's the only thing with home field advantage really is if you score and you get a bunch of yelling and stuff. So otherwise, I don't think it makes much of a difference.
What did the coaches kind of talk about before this game as you guys get started on this one?
So Kuchar talked about, you know, we're talking about conference. He's like, we got to go in. We know Springfield's had some good games. He told us one thing, we got to stop looking at the records, because we always look at records. See, they lose some bad game or win some really good game. It's like, we got to stop looking at records. And we went in there. We had to go in there. We just got off Monday night playing against Triad down, who went to state last year. So we had to step it up and try to win two huge games the last in 2 days. So we had to have a whole new mindset and try to just play our best and try to get the win.
I think this was after we lost to Chatham. So I think going in, we were just like, this is a must-win game if we want to even have a shot at the title of CSA. So, but I honestly don't remember anything from like practice leading up to it, like if we worked on anything specific.
All right, go ahead. Get started.
Big-time Central State 8 soccer matchup out at Leaf Field on Tuesday evening. The Springfield Senators taking on the Rochester Rockets. Chad Kuchar and the Rockets are undefeated in the Central State 8. The Senators lost a tough one to Glenwood already this season. So a win from Springfield gives Glenwood sole possession of first place if they can win against U-High on Tuesday night. Just like football, Rochester and Glenwood are the last two unbeatens. But the Senators were here to play spoiler. And just a minute into the action, they take an early lead. Carter Famia creates a chance in the box, and Ben Jones gets just enough on it for the...
We put Ben Jones up top that game, just like, whatever, let's throw Ben Jones up there, see if something will happen. Literally, not even a minute in, he gets a goal.
Dude, I don't know how that went in, because it went off like his left foot.
It hit like his shin, angled off the foot.
I was thinking that, I'm like, shoot, we're down 1-0. And we do, you know, when we go down, we always put our head down during the games. And I was like, shoot, we're down 1-0 now. And you had that great, you had a great ball to him. Yeah, and you had that move, and then you played it right in.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting anybody to get on the end of it. Like I said, Ben Jones was a center back.
He was a center back,
before,
right?
He's starting at center back, and then we put him up top. He scored the goal.
So what did you see on that cross? You were just kind of trying to...
Yeah, I mean, I got to the end and looked across and saw people try to put it in. I didn't really, like, look for him specifically, but...
For you guys that were so good defensively, I mean, to take a lead 1 minute in, you had to feel pretty good after scoring.
Yeah,
quickly.
I think our mindset was definitely like, don't slow down, let's keep the pressure on them, because we didn't want to sit in and just sit in our own half the rest of the game. We had to get another one, which I don't even remember the score of this game, honestly.
We'll get there.
Deflection to find the side of the net. Springfield High strikes first, up 1-0, just 70 seconds into this one. 5 minutes later, the Rockets get their first good look of the night. Brady Butler with the cross into the box for Justin Meadows, who gets up and heads it well, but Colin Taylor collapses on it for the great save. Yeah, the next chance for Rochester would be the equalizer. Zane Johnson just refuses to give up on the play and somehow finds enough space between three defenders to get a shot off and finds the back of the net. Johnson scores to tie it up at 1 in the 7th minute of action. 28 minutes.
I'll be honest, I don't know how. I thought he was.
Yeah, I don't know how
that went in. It like bounced and
then
went in.
The bounce was definitely lucky on that one, but.
Yeah, I don't really know. Because I was just sitting there and I'm trying to move away, and then Zane's coming behind me. It takes like 4 defenders and puts it in.
Defensively for you guys, was there a plan on like, you know, who we have to pay more attention to for them?
I don't remember where Justin was playing. Justin,
either me or either I was playing center striker or attacking mid. I think he was attacking mid and I was playing center striker.
I don't remember. I don't think we had any like special adjustments for him, but it was definitely like be aware of where he is and if he gets the ball in those shots. But
and then for you guys to tie it back up that quickly, you know, not even 10 minutes in, now it's a whole new ball game. That's got to just give you a little bit more energy.
Oh yeah, that was a total refresher when we scored that goal, especially for us. We're down. We're like, yep, we're back in this game. Got the mentality. We got to go win this.
Minutes left in the first half. Jacob Milnes would get a breakaway. With his speed, nobody's going to catch him, but Colin Taylor delivers another incredible save to keep this a tie game. Halfway through the first, the Senators looking to attack again. It's Formia getting free in the box, and he's taken down. A penalty kick is called. So Wolf Breithorst steps up to try and give the Senators the lead right back. But Rochester keeper Riley Beal makes the save. A diving stop.
I just want to say, Tate Ferguson on the bench. Me and Wolf have both played with Tate Ferguson our whole lives. And I don't know why, but we just went to the same spot. Uh-huh. Tate's over here pointing. Him and Wolf Breithorst are pointing on that one. Or, I mean, Justin Meadows are pointing on Wolf's PK.
Yeah.
Like, he's going this way.
No, y'all, Justin.
You guys had
Justin was out in the middle of the field. And he's going
he's
going like this. I'm like, if he goes that way, I don't know. Because Justin and Wolf played together, so he probably knows.
Tate definitely knew mine. Yeah,
to keep the game tied, Rochester and Springfield High would stay tied at 1 at the half. 2 minutes into the second half, the Rockets are on the attack now. Jacob Milnes gets down the sideline, sends it back across. Justin Meadows tries to slice it in for Jack Hart running on, but it's right place, right time. Springfield High tries to clear it, but Jack Hart gets in the way. Rockets take a 2-1 lead.
That was the luckiest goal. Here, let's just play this back. Just everyone to see what happened here.
The Rockets take a 2-1 lead with an at 1 at the half. 2 minutes into the second half, the Rockets are on the attack now. Jacob Milnes gets down the sideline, sends it back across. Justin Meadows tries to slice it in for Jack Hart running on, but it's right place, right time. Springfield High tries to clear it, but Jack Hart gets in the way. It goes off his back and into the back of the net. The Rockets take a 2-1 lead with 37:45 left in the ballgame. But if you
That's
a hustle
play right there. I'm telling you.
It's not a hustle. That's
no, I kept going and then it hit my back and went in, you know?
You probably couldn't have placed the ball better if you would have kicked it.
Yeah, if I kicked the angle, it would have shanked or something.
If you know anything about the history of this matchup, you knew this was far from over with a half an hour to play. With 25 to go, senior Laith Abdullah finds some room 20 yards out and gets to his left foot with a low strike. Is saved by Riley Beal. He gets over to punch it away. 3 minutes later, the Senators still on the attack. 22 to go. The long throw is headed to the back post, and it's Carter Formia. He gets to it again. He's taken down in the box. The referee awards a penalty kick for that foul, so the Senators have a chance to tie it with 22-41 to play. This time, it's Formia who steps up.
All right, so here we go. Tate Ferguson on this one. Shout out, Tate. I hate you for this. I just figured I'll go to the same spot. He's going to think I'm going left here.
Yeah.
I'll just go to the same spot I always did.
But again, it's Riley Beal with the save.
Great
save. Rochester senior keeper makes not one but two penalty kick saves.
Even after I shot it, I was like, he dove the right way. I saw him dive the right way. I was like, he's not saving that, of course.
Dude, I was mad.
Gets
I thought
his
you,
hand on
you
it.
Guys got
like,
a PK
dang.
Again. I'm like, you cannot miss two PKs in a row. Then you
that was a got great save.
Yeah, he definitely did, though. That was a clean foul, but I thought you were going to put that in.
Wanted to keep the Rockets out front 2-1. 5 minutes later, the Senators get their final good chance of the game. It's for Mia Free again.
Ooh,
he hits it back post, but it goes off the far bar and out of play. Pat
that
Phillips just can't believe it.
Rochester
beats Springfield High 2-1 to stay unbeaten in CSA to action.
Two penalty kick saves, man. Did you ever?
I mean, I think there was like three off the post in the second half.
Yeah, I had a header right before the PK, I remember. I hit it like right. I don't remember if I hit the post or if I hit it like right over. But I have a header and I was like, I really missed that. And then the PK, and that shot right after the PK, that was like a couple minutes after the PK.
No, we just were playing. We were just doing time wasting because we're up 2-1 with 10 minutes left. I mean, I just go dribble the corner and try to.
Man, we
make
had
sure,
there,
make sure
five extra minutes in that game, we would have had another.
Oh, yeah. We were just totally time wasting in that game.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate on how most of the games go between Rochester and Springfield, though.
Yeah,
I mean, there's just so much action, and it comes down to the end. This time, Rochester got the best of it, but, I mean, it seems like throughout your guys' high school careers, it's been close game after close game after close game.
Yeah, sure. I think our sophomore year was when you guys beat us in CSA.
Yes.
And we played you guys in regionals and won off the free kick.
Yeah.
I was so mad at that free kick because Pat came down running down and yelling at the ref. I'm like, why the heck are you doing that? And you got the call. So we switched our benches now.
The handball.
We switched
right
our benches. So we have the bench with the ref on it.
Really?
Yeah,
and
we switched them because
of
what happened.
Just
yeah.
Because of Pat?
Yeah, just because Pat was yelling at the ref. Kucher's like, we're not, and Stuki and Kucher are like, we're not doing that again. We're going to switch the benches up.
These guys trying to do anything to win.
That's right. We got 2 years now. 2 years.
2 years.
So in the grand scheme of things, it's a regular season game. So, you know, it means a lot to you guys going forward to win the conference, but what did it kind of teach you guys in terms of losing that game?
I mean, the past, I don't know how many years it's been, but we've won conference, like, there's a good streak.
Yeah.
And I think Springfield is definitely, we have a target on our back every year, like, this is the team to beat every year. It's Springfield, Rochester, Chatham. So, I think it definitely was just like a wake-up call, like, this isn't given to us every year. We have to do something to win it. I mean, I guess we knew that going in because of the past two co-champs, the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but, I mean, I don't know. It was just like, you guys deserved it. We'll get you back in postseason, which ended up not happening.
Like,
we didn't get to play
Morin,
you guys.
We played
Morin,
bro.
But, I mean, you guys lose to Glenwood and then you lose to Rochester kind of within the same week. So, it kind of, like you said, did wake you guys up a little bit and say, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, sophomore year we lost to them. Glenwood, I don't think we've lost to Glenwood since I've been there except last year. But, I mean, yeah, it just goes to show that CSA is always competitive and any team has a chance of beating each other.
Oh,
so.
For sure.
Playing that many good teams in the conference, Springfield has that success of postseason. I mean, Rochester does as well. It's just got to get you prepared because, you know, I mean, every week you're getting ready for Chatham, you're getting ready for Rochester, you're getting ready for SHG, Jacksonville, to where, I mean, that prepares you for postseason.
Right. It's like all the big CSA games are, they feel like postseason games.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
The crowd's always there. It's always intense. Everybody just doing everything they can to win. It definitely feels like a postseason atmosphere whenever we play Rochester or Chatham or even SHG this year was a pretty hyped up game. But
no, it totally is. Those conference games prepare you for the postseason. I mean, we conference and non-conference, Kucher schedules the hardest non-conference games because we don't want to go in and play easy teams and that not help us out for the postseason or anything like that. So it's good to play Chatham, Springfield, U-High, Jacksonville, whatever, play those teams and get good competitions, you know, every week, you know. Having that and non-conference, it helps us to better get us ready for postseason play.
So now, both your guys are senior year and you don't get the chance to play in the fall. Does it make you look forward to the opportunity in the spring if you do get to play those conference games that, you know, you're going to take the most advantage of it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely tough with no postseason as of now to be motivated for, like, say we lose to Rochester, there's not a chance of us getting that game back. It's a loss to Rochester our senior year. There's nothing we can do about it after that. So I think there might be a little more hype this year just because there's no second chances. It's just you either win or you lose this year.
Well, yeah, if we don't win postseason, I mean, conference is going to be the biggest thing to win then this year. It's going to be go for conference, win conference. It's going to be bigger than any other year. And especially the spring, you know, it's our both of our senior years. Yeah. We're both going to be excited. Just one last time to play against each other if we're not playing each other in college or anything like that.
You both have dreams of playing in college and probably can achieve those dreams. But what does it mean to get to play for your high school one more time?
I think it's just carrying on the like the team streaks that we have, like never losing to SHG. I don't know when the last time we lost to SHG was. Trying to win conference one last time. I mean, it's just like this. I don't know. I think COVID definitely messed everything up because.
Sure.
Like, this was our last year. Everybody was so hyped going into it. Like, we're going to make potentially a state run. But with all that out of the picture now, I think it's just let's win conference one last time.
Yeah.
Bring it home. So.
My thing is, you know, COVID, you know, it ruined a lot of our season and stuff and moved it to spring. It right now it just doesn't feel the same because right now it's supposed to be having, like, games we playing right now. It doesn't feel the same. It's like, it's just a bummer, but it's gonna mean a lot. I'm just hoping that we get a season this spring. I mean, just to put on that Rochester jersey one more time, just to play the last game for Chad Kuchar, it's gonna mean a lot. So I'm just hoping that by the spring we'll be good to go and be able to play against Springfield and Chatham, and at least we get to play against them for the last time and not any other teams. So.
So before you get that chance to play conference, you guys are teammates. Is that kind of weird to be able to say, you know, we're playing with each other and then we might go back to playing against each other again?
I mean, we've done it every year of high school pretty much.
Yeah.
We've been on the same team and had to play against each other in the fall. But I think this year will definitely be a lot more different, being at a different club and
sure.
With the limited amount of games in the fall that we'll get with the club. I think it'll be, like I said, the game will be hyped up a lot more last time. But,
yeah. Well, so I agree the same way. I mean, we've been on the same team since we were little, playing club for probably, three different clubs we've been playing together now.
Yeah.
So we're used to it, but, you know, we're going to get probably one last game to play either against and with each other, both club and high school, so it's going to mean a lot.
How has the recruiting process changed for you guys since a year ago when, you know, everything was normal a year ago going into your senior year, and now, you know, it's hard to, you know, get those visits, get that stuff going on.
Right. I think not having ID camps is definitely tough. Campuses being closed is tough. There's, like, you can't talk to the coach in person, so... That definitely makes it a lot more difficult, and there's no way for them to see you play. So ultimately, it's
a mess.
Yeah,
it's been a mess for me. I mean, this spring I had it all lined up. I had each tournament lined up, which coaches I was gonna email, get them the ID camps.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of ID camps I was signed up for, and you know, it just couldn't do anything. And all they've been able to see is my virtual video. And right now, they still can't come see us until, end of September or something like that?
Yeah, there's some.
End of September. So it's just all virtual. And, I mean, you can't really go visit or anything like that either. So it's just been a pain.
So looking at the bright side of things, you guys do still get to play for Gallagher and still get the opportunity to kind of play this fall. That's got to just kind of be exciting to know that, I mean, competition, get back out there and not just, you know, going out there and shooting by yourself. It's different.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to play a game, considering I haven't played since March.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to playing an actual game. So.
Yeah, I'm excited too, and especially with us playing Gallagher now, it's brand new team, brand new players, but we've met a lot of new guys down there, and it's just they're very good. So it's something that's helping, I think personally helping me to become a better player, get me prepared for college. And it's just it's nice to have somewhere to actually play this fall.
So when we do get to see Rochester, Springfield, it might be St. Patty's Day, it might be April Fool's Day, but who's gonna win?
Oh, we're definitely taking the
Rochester for sure. No, that's us. 3 years straight.
That was Carter for Mia and Jack Hart for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.